When the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately blocked Wisconsin's voter ID law, it took some of the heat off the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago. But prior to the Supreme Court getting involved, the 10 judges on the Seventh Circuit had split 5-5 on whether to halt voter ID. They later split 5-5 on whether to overturn the law on its merits. That's one vote short of the majority needed. Voting to overturn the law were two judges appointed by Republicans and all three of the court's Democratic appointees. The thing is, there should have been one more judge on that court, this one nominated by President Obama. Judicial expert Russell Wheeler of the Brookings Institution says that could have changed the outcome of the case.
It's not unreasonable to suspect that a fourth Democratic appointee might not have done the same thing.
President Obama nominated Victoria Norris to fill the vacancy in July of 2010. She never received a public hearing. Norris declined to comment for this story. She's currently Vice President Joe Biden's chief legal counsel. Her nomination was blocked by Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, who says he objected because he didn't like the process.
The only reason I wasn't agreeing to any nominees is I wasn't given an opportunity to participate in any kind of fair manner with Senator Cole. He just wouldn't set up a commission that where, you know, I had equal representation as he had.
Since then, Johnson and Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin set up a new nominating commission made up of equal appointments from both lawmakers. Johnson says that process is working. A spokesman for Baldwin agreed, saying they expected to receive the commission's nomination for the Seventh Circuit by the end of November. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.